Hi, this is Pastor Rick Warren, and I can't wait to see what God's going to do through Daily Hope in this coming new year. Thank you so much for your support. I love you. I'm praying for you. I thank God for you. I appreciate you more than words can say. Have a happy new year.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in a series called Transformed. In these lessons, Rick uncovers key principles found in God's Word that will completely transform our lives from the inside out in every area, including spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational, financial, and vocational. Now, if you could improve in any of these areas I just mentioned, stay with us. Because in just a few moments, we're going to let you know how you can have your very own transformed study kit from Pastor Rick, which includes a 7-session DVD and workbook. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to find out more. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called How to Get Closer to God.
2 Corinthians 3:18 says this: we reflect the Lord's glory and are being transformed. That means a continuing process. We are being transformed, not just once, but on an ongoing basis. It's a process. We're being transformed into his likeness. Now, with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. That word transformed, you know, the Bible was written, the New Testament, in Greek. You know what the word there is in Greek? Metamorphosu. Does that sound like anything you know? Metamorphosis. It's the word we get. What's a metamorphosis? It's when a butterfly goes from a caterpillar to a pupa or a chrysalis, and from a pupa or a chrysalis into a butterfly. That's metamorphosis. It doesn't happen overnight. In fact, there's that stage where it's sitting there in that chrysalis. It forms that little cocoon. It's pretty ugly. You ever seen one of those things? Doesn't look very beautiful to me, but when it breaks out, that butterfly is stunning. I so badly want to be that, and I want you to be that. I want you to be transformed from the lowly caterpillar into the beautiful butterfly. That is what transformation is all about. It is metamorphosis. It is going from, you know, when you're a caterpillar, what can you do? Not much, except munch on leaves. Ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. And you're stuck on the ground. And I'm sure when caterpillars have looked in the air, butterflies go, you'll never get me up in one of those things. God made you to be a butterfly. God made you to soar. God made you to be beautiful, not ugly, beautiful. But you've got to go through the transformation process. And the transformation process is, number one, get fed up with the way you've been living. And then own up, get honest to God. God, I admit it, I have been living for myself. I've been doing it my way. And do that checkup. And then offer up myself. Transformation's a process, but the starting point is what the prodigal son said, make me. That's offer up. Make me. Transform me. Change me. God, I don't want to live the rest of my life the way I'm living right now. Change me. Romans 12:1. This is our theme verse, but let me read you the verse before it. Because God is merciful to you, offer yourselves. That's it. I offer up myself. That's step one. I get fed up. Okay, I own up, and now I offer up. Offer yourselves as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. And don't be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. No transformation until you do the offer up. Now, it's important to notice the Father's response. Luke 15:23. Filled with love and compassion, he ran out to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. He said, bring the best. Bring the best robe, bring the best ring, bring the best shoes, bring the fatted calf, you know, all these things. The father's response, notice, he didn't wait for the son to come home. While he was still distant, he ran out. The moment you just say, God, I'm tired of living the way I've been living. God, I'm tired. He will do more than halfway. He will run out to meet you. God is not waiting for you to come knock on the door. He's waiting for this moment in your life where he runs out to you. He takes initiative. He throws his arms around you. He kisses you. And he says, okay, look, I know you blew it. Go get the best robe. Get the best clothes in the house. And then he says, go get my signet ring. Do you know why he says that? You know what a signet ring is? In those days, the signet ring was your credit card. Because you take the ring and you press it into wax, and that was like a credit card. He said, go get my unlimited Black American Express. And bring it out to my son who just blew half of my income. God isn't holding a grudge. He's ready to lavishly pour this on you. Bring out the best. Bring out the best shoes. Do all these things. God has a better plan for your life than you can imagine. I've told this story before, but I'm going to tell it again because it just fits right here. When I was a kid, my parents fed me strange spinach, and I thought it tasted great. I now think it tastes like turtle spit. But as a baby, that's all I knew, so I thought strange spinach was pretty good. Until I got a little older and my mother introduced me to Chef Boyardee SpaghettiOs. Now we're talking. Forget strained spinach. I've gone to the higher level. And I thought SpaghettiOs were pretty good as a grade school kid until one day I discovered In-N-Out Burger. Now, I could have gone my entire life eating strange spinach and not known there was a better taste out there. If you knew there was a better way to live than there is right now, the way you've been living, wouldn't you want to know about it? Yeah, that's what transformation's all about. People say, well, I'm living the good life. You're looking good. You're feeling good. You got the goods. You know, there's only one problem with a good life. It isn't good enough. You were made for more than the good life. You were made for the better life. Life you cannot even imagine any more than that caterpillar can imagine what it's like to be a butterfly. You can't even imagine it. You cannot even imagine it. It is so much better. And there are people who live next to you, and they got the car, and they got the cash, and they got the clothes, and they're going, I'm living it. I'm living the good life. And they're missing the better life. How do I get back to God? I get fed up, I own up, and I offer up. And then there's one other thing I do. Once I come home and I'm enwrapped in God's love and he hugs me and he kisses me and he says, bring out the best. All is forgiven. All is forgiven. Go get the credit card. Go get the robe. Go get the shoes. Let's have a barbecue. Get that fatted calf. We're going to have Lucille's barbecue tonight. Okay. And we're giving him the ribs. All right. and it's going to be great. It's going to be finger-licking good time. All right, here we go. And in that celebration, you now come home, not to condemnation. You come back to God in celebration. Here's the fourth thing. I lift up my praise. And I just go, thank you, God. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your goodness. I lift up my praise. Luke 15, here's what the Father says. We're going to celebrate. We're going to celebrate with a feast of eating and drinking. We're going to celebrate with a feast of eating and drinking. He was lost, but now he's found. So the party begins. And life becomes a party when life comes to transformation. The Bible says in Psalm 68:4, sing to God. Sing praises to his name. Lift up, there's that word, lift up my praises. Lift up a song to him. His name is the Lord. Now let me just tell you something. For your own transformation, you need to start singing at church. Some of you just say, I'm just coming to hear Rick. You know, that's all nice, but you know, I couldn't carry a tune in a baggie. And you know, many of you are prison singers. You're always behind a few bars and never have the right key. I've heard some of you. Okay? You have a voice that could be cultivated, plowed under. But the Bible doesn't say to be pretty in your singing. It says make a joyful noise. You can do that. Anybody can make a joyful noise. You don't have to be on key. You just have to make a joyful noise. For your own transformation, you need to sing. I had a psychologist friend who anytime somebody came to see him for depression, his first question was, did you sing all of the songs at church last week? And if they said no, he said, then I want you to go and I want you to sing all the songs at church for the next 3 weeks and come back and see me. I never really understood why he was doing that until this week. A global study came out done by Swedish researchers. And they've done this scientific study that concluded that the habit of group singing, not singing by yourself, the habit of group singing is good for your health. It is great therapy to sing with other people. It's good for mental health, they prove. It's good for emotional health. It's good for your social health, and it's good for your physical health in all different areas. An extensive study, and they discovered that singing with other people lowers your blood pressure, releases endorphins, which makes you feel good, improves your mood, builds your confidence, relieves loneliness, releases negative emotions and stress, and creates positive study emotions. Another study showed that people who sing and worship each week live longer. I want you to live longer. Now, it referred to this book, so I went out and bought this book this week. It's called Imperfect Harmony, Finding Happiness in Singing with Others. It's a fascinating study that these guys have done on this. So we're going to do something good for your health right now. You're going to live a little bit longer. I told you I was going to give you two new habits. One of them is the habit of a regular checkup. And here's the other habit. I want you to intentionally start singing all the songs, even the ones you don't know, even the ones you don't like, even the ones you think are too loud, even the ones that's not your style. I want you to sing them because it will lower your blood pressure, release endorphins, improve mood, build confidence, relieve loneliness, release negative emotion and stress, and create positive emotions. That's called transformation. Now, the Father celebrated. He had a celebration, not a condemnation, a celebration. When the Son came back home, I'm fed up, and I'm owning up, and I'm going to offer up. And now I lift up my praise, and we're going to party, and we're going to celebrate, and we're going to sing. 1 Corinthians 11:24 says this. On the night he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took bread, and He spoke a prayer of thanksgiving, and he broke the bread, And he said, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this to remember me. He said, I never want you to forget how much I love you. So I'm going to give you two symbols to remember my death, my burial, and my resurrection. And those two symbols are baptism and the Lord's Supper. If you haven't been baptized, you should be baptized. It's one of the ways of saying, I have come home. I'm getting close to God. I'm coming home. And baptism is one, and the Lord's Supper is the other. Now, it says he prayed a prayer of thanksgiving before he served communion. The word thanksgiving in Greek is the word Eucharisto. You ever heard the word Eucharist? The Lord's Supper, communion, is often called Eucharist. Where is that word from? It's from Eucharist is simply the Greek word for thanksgiving. And when we take the Lord's Supper, when we take the Eucharist, when we take communion, we are saying, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for not coming and condemning me when I come home, but having a celebration when I come home. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for all the things that you've done. I receive it with thanks, Eucharisto. I am so grateful, God, for your grace. I am so grateful for your love. I am so grateful that you don't scold me, you save me. That you don't scare me, you save me. And I am so grateful as I take these elements to remember what you have done for me. And just as they had the fatted calf, we take communion together to say, Lord, thank you. We receive this with thanksgiving. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Father, when we think of your grace, we are overwhelmed. It makes our hearts want to sing. There's no way that we deserve this kind of reaction, this kind of celebration, this kind of welcoming when we come home. But we come to you, and first we say, we're fed up. We're fed up with the way we've been living. We're fed up of life without Christ. We're fed up with doing it all on our own power. We're just fed up with all of that. And we own up. We realize that you haven't moved, but we have. And the reason we're not close is because we've allowed other things to cloud our vision of you. We have allowed idols in our lives. We have loved other things more than you. And that has made you feel distant. But we come back and we own up to our sin. And then we offer up ourselves. We're not saying, give me, give me, give me anymore. We're saying, make me, make me, make me. Lord, transform our lives during these 50 days. If you've never accepted Jesus' gift of salvation, say, Jesus Christ, right now, I accept your gift of salvation. Thank you for loving me and dying for me on the cross. I give myself back to you. I offer up myself to you. Make me your servant. And I ask you to transform my life. In your name I pray, Jesus. Amen. Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so thankful that you've chosen to spend some time with us. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, just go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, You know, the world is shouting for our attention with answers to our relationship struggles, solutions to our financial troubles, and explanations to our search for meaning. But the world's promises leave us empty and searching for more. God's Word contains the only answers that promise to transform your life from the inside out. That's why Pastor Rick has put together the Transformed Study Kit, which includes a vegan leather-bound interactive workbook and a 7-video session DVD. Right now, here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
During this series on transformation, we've been talking about 7 key areas of your life: spiritual health, physical health, mental health. We've talked about emotional health, your relational health, your financial health, even your vocational, your career health. God cares about every one of these areas in your life. And did you know He wants to bless each of these areas? And He's given us principles and steps in His words for living healthy, fulfilled lives, not for our happiness alone, but ultimately for God's glory, for His happiness, for His joy. God enjoys watching His children be effective in life. Now, the truth is, we can't change or transform these areas on our own. We have to start trusting God to create the changes within us. The Bible teaches that the closer we get to God, the more our lives will be transformed. And in Jeremiah 29:13, God says, "You'll find me when you get serious about finding me and want it more than anything else." So I want you, and I want me, and all of us to get serious about discovering God's wisdom and allowing Him to transform our lives. Imagine the difference the world would be if lives were really transformed by the grace of God. Now, it's always been my goal here at Daily Hope, not just to show you what God says to do and how to do it, but to supply you with practical tools for doing it on a daily basis. So I've created a special Transformed Bible Study Kit. Now, in this kit, there are a number of resources that I want you to have. First, 7 lessons on DVD that help you go deeper and explore what the Bible has to say about each of these 7 key areas of your life. And then there's a 225-page workbook filled with tools for personal evaluation, goal setting, daily devotions, verses to memorize, a place to take notes and journal, information about additional resources. This study kit can be used not just in your personal life, but as a small group study guide with your friends. I want to send the Transformation Bible Study Kit to you as my gift to tell you how much I love you and to say thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. If you can give any kind of financial support to keep this broadcast expanding throughout the world to share the message of hope of God's Word, I want you to have the Transform Bible Study Kit. When you give to Daily Hope, it helps us share the message around the world in places where there are no Bibles, no bodies of Christ, and no believers. I want you to know that I love you, and I thank God for you, and I hope you'll join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
To get your copy of this great resource, go to PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.